Rosh Hashanah Avi Mari.
Where is he?
On the phone.
Can we get up when the phone connection is made?
Zadie, we're all standing up for you now. We're learning the Melacha of Zadie right now. One Lam Tes Melacha is the 25th one. The Mishkan, they captured the behemoths to use the earth, and also wanted to make Urias. The same called Torah Sam Melachas, numerous volumes. In each volume, he has a bunch of Melachas. In volume Hey, Hey, only he has one Melacha, Tzad. A volume for itself of Melacha Tzad. And he explains to Zakdomo that the idea of Tzad in this Simon over here, Simon Shinda Zayin, the numerous concept and ideas is Ein Miskaven. Sick ratio, sub-sick ratio, sick ratio, one da'abonon, two da'abonon, shnaim shasu, locha shen tikul gufoi, kilkul, mis'asik, shkita. What he says, what he calls the idea of simon shin design, he calls it Shabbos cotton. Like even though ksumis is like a shas cotton. So the shin design is numerous ideas and concepts put all into one simon. We learned most of them, but now we apply them all practically. In the case of the gate of the sugya of tzad. Now, it comes out really that you learn the simon, or at least at the beginning of the simon, there are really two aspects over here. There's one, Melech Machsheves, these concepts, and that will lead to Sunday. And then the idea of Tzad in and of itself, that we'll focus on today. The Getz Tzad, we see clearly there's something when a person does the act of Seder, there's something that could be a Seder Gemura. There's something called Mechusset Seder, something when you do an act of Seder, it's fully captured, something less than that. One's Deraiso, one's Drabanon. What is that share? So the Gemara by us brings down three shurim, through the shyness. The Gemara by Nafkavdal brings down the fourth lashon. The way by us comes along with Rashi, and Nafkavov and Beis, and says, Kol Hechid Rirot Basrei, the Gisla Fenenu says, and when a person that runs after it, Umotle Bechad Shechio, and he gets it in one shot, then Nichol get a beaver cotton, otherwise the idea is Nichol get it of beaver cuddle. Now first, what does that mean? So Rashi in front of us in Kovov, and the more that way in Bayan Chavdalad, and the way the Rashi explains, Rashi seems to have a different girsa. Rashi took out the lotion of Roy Basrei, running afterward, and has a girsa of the Motle Bechad Shechio. He got it in one grabbing. Now just one grabbing, that's a share of Tzedo, only less than that, not the get of Tzedo. One time a different Rishonim this way, Rebun Leil, Muki Yosef, the Ritva, the Kolboi. I said, the Rashba says one grabbing, about that say though. You need to have actually the code to say that. David wants to say the correct guess lefadenu is the Roy Basrei, that you need one running and one grabbing, that's the shear. And you look at the Benichananu and the Oruch, they went this way, Beskirid, Beskiriaz, Magamishno, and others. That's how the Ikka, the place can be down that lotion of with one running, you get it in that shot, in that time, it's definitely get that with Seder Gemura. The Rav Mishmon explains. He says, over for someone who runs after it, and it has to leave Nafesh Kodim Shigyanu, he has to rest in between till he got it. That's not Nichol get of Tzedek Gemurah. That means you can try for not just one running, but one running meaning you spend some time in it. You still Lav Dafka go get it. Nichol get her. Okay.
We have to start over.
Yeah, okay, we'll try. Continue from where we're holding. So, if you rest in between, it's nichol get up drop bottom. If you don't rest in between, you get on one running, we nichol get up a seder deraiso. Now, the Rambam sheet is not exactly that clear what it means. But the way how we have in front of us of Ashi's first understanding is within one running. The Gemara goes further and says, Inami, a second lashon, Heichel Nafo Tula the Ksolim, when the shade of one wall goes on top of another wall. Tois explains they seem to know what walls they're discussing, but we're not exactly sure what they're referring to. And the third idea over here, Uksi Uksi, when that corners go hard inside, then we not Nichol get it of Seder Eisel. If they cannot hard, we Nichol get it of Seder Dabonim. Now these three lashonis, the Bialocha by us being Zam, the Bein Chananel, the Bein Ruchum, that Kula Hilchus in the new. Basically, these three Shvarim of Ashi is basically saying the same idea, trying to define what's Nichol Negeder of Tzedek Gemura. The Gemara points out in the Rambam, sounds like the case of Uksi might be a different understanding of the definition. But the way the Bein Chananel says, Kula Hilchus in the new. The fourth idea, the Gemara Beya, Nafkav Dalet, coming of Rabbi Yisi, he says, when a person says, tells his friend, above Matsudo of the Tzedunai, tells his friend, let's go capture something over here, then it's not Nichol Negedav Tzedah Deraisa. Did not say that Loshin, Nichol Negedav Tzedah Deraisa. So come along again, the Bialocha, and the big Zan, look at Rashi, the Sigur, Rashi says, of Ashi and Rabbi Yisi are saying the same share, the same idea. And therefore, we're about to look at the Rishonim, Azura, the Rambam, the Meiri, and others are saying that there is no difference. This one discussing with animals, one discussing in case of birds, but the same idea over here, the same shear. Agam Yeshlodin, they're saying he's being a wife from Rashi. We mentioned before, Rashi's idea of Ashi is one grabbing, not one running. And somehow it came along and brought the wife from Rashi, the one grabbing the same shear of the idea of Kolaba. Of Matsu and Tzadidoi. My spirit seems to hold that way. The cash in the Bialocha, I put it right from Rashi.
Can you learn Rashi and those that say one grabbing means one running?
So the Rashi says not like you. You want to argue the Rashi, but that's your prerogatory. The Rashi says not like you. Now, the Bialocha goes on further and says, true, Tosfos and the Rashi disagree. It says one shear for Ephes is different than animals. But he says, Bialocha, that that's Yichidoi. And therefore, if Ashi and Abyasi saying the same thing over here, there's a shallow with the riff holds. There's also a question. Because Ashi wants to hear, Ashi comes to argue. But the way to keep it simple, the way the Bialocha went at the end of the day, he said, Be'etzem, all for the Shainus, Kula Hilchus and Inu. They're all basically saying the one thing, same concept, same idea over here. If something get a one running, Nichol Tzedav Adereiso, anything less than that, not Nichol Tzedav Adereiso. Now, we say one running, who exactly are we referring to? The Kamal the Chodashani points out a couple of things. First, he says, when it says one running, get it, is someone who knows how to capture things. Meaning, if I am afraid of animals, so it's in a small room of cats inside a box, I'm afraid of them, I'm not going to get it. Does not mean someone who's afraid. It means people who are not afraid, who capture things, it means that's their share, Aleph. Second, he says, what does it mean? He says, some people are quicker, some people are slower. So he says, look at the Adam Beini, or Kaychus Beini. You don't look at any specific person. You look at the matzav it's in, so I'll bring your eye up. True, the first lost is one running, sounds like it goes after the person. But the next two, the inami, is what with a shade of one wall goes to the other wall. That's the mokrin. Uksi, uksi, that's the mokrin. So we see clearly that we do not look at the person per se, we look at the mokrin that's in a gami class, let's say if I carrot. Let's say the other way, that if a person is in a bainli, it will not be tzedo. But this guy himself, he is a balkoiches, he's an adam godol, he can get it. So maybe for him it might be a chumro case of a tzedo. Yesh lodin. Keinzeb from Shlomo Zalman discusses when you the mamash you grab an animal. When you grab an animal, that's tzedo. Let's say you grab an animal and you're a weak person. Most animals by most people will be caught. This guy, he's shrach. The animal get out right away, very quickly. Because maybe if I can't, maybe not nichol get him tzedo. When you look at the stammer person, yesh lodim. But again, McClully is to get over here is one running for an average person. Which now leads to saying clearly there are two levels over here. Something that's an active tzedo. If it's mechusat seder, do abonim, have it seder gemura deraisa. Is there an active seder that's not a partial seder at all? For example, there's a fly in the room and you close the door. I do that, can't close the door, it's a seder of a fly. Now it's being stamped in the mokum. Went from an act of being in the whole world to being in the room. You put a deer on an island, put it on a Manhattan. No, is that nichol negedav seder? Is that din do abonim over here? So, Baruch Shabbos, he says, Yesh L'ayin, but that, where does Shlomo seem to go, there's a concept out there that if a person is not margish at all, so Shlomo Zalman, Mesiachis, the act over here that you did, that you met Samtim, and you have to be matriach less to go capture it, that's not Seder at all. Therefore, said the Chodeshani, you put a tzvi in a city, that's not Seder. It says, we're going to say for you, you put a fly in a room, a fly in a stadium, that's not Seder. Are you met Samtim? If that a concept over here that no one associates and no one sees any act of the Akuda in any situation, again, it is Akuda in a certain level, but you put anything inside a room or a stadium or a city, no one sees anything happening over here, that's not Seido. So it really comes out, you have to realize there are three levels of the gated Seido. You can mutantum the area, but number one, if there's no association at all of Seido, it'll be mutter. If there's an act of Seder, we still have to run after it to do a double act, a triple act, we had Seder to our bottom. However, you did an act over here that now you can get it in one shot, that's a case of Seder to Raiso. Those are the three levels. Once we have these three levels, let's see, take from one level to another. Example, take it from a case of mutter. They didn't do an act of seder from a case of an island to room about that seder. But let's say you take a case that you didn't act, you put a deer on a place inside a stadium. Fine, that's seder. Seder abonon. But now you put it from seder abonon, you put it inside a room. You close the door on a room. Seder deraiso. Switching, it really is imen venitza derabonon. I won't put it imen venitza deraiso. What's the loch in that case? So Mishmur speaks out of Cotton Dal, Poshut, place in more bayah. A vadio even is a tzeito. A gam is even when it's ready, but only in one level. You make it a higher level. A vadio even is a tzeito deraiso. The question is, could a person go from one level in drabbanon and make it more drabbanon? That means, let's say, for example, a person has a rat inside his diro. Now the rat goes inside the room, and your wife says, "Close the door. If you want me to come to Shabbos meal, you close the door." So let's assume a rat inside a bedroom is only tzeder drabbanon. I've had rats in my diro as a bocher. You can get them. You eventually get them. Lav davka can get them v'shichi achas. So there's a rat in your diro right now, and watch that come in the room. It gets to the room. Can you close the door? Went from one drabbanon to the other drabbanon.
The door is open to close the door.
It's. I think it'll be no drabbanon. I think in the house is drabbanon. I think in rooms drabbanon. Neither one's deraiso. So. So you're making a, as you say, in the level of drabbanon, I'm even nitzah, I'm even nitzah, the mitzvah motor. I didn't gain anything mitzvah the levels over here. Well, no, I was mitzvah it in the better level of drabbanon. How do you look upon it?
That's called a tzeidah, that's melach shetzer
gugufoy. No, it might be melach shetzer gugufoy, but tzeidah. No, so again, without the term, again, you get a vowel swaras over here. So the Kodeshani wants a taino, it really depends. He wants a taino if you're doing an act to do tzeidah because you want the thing itself. You want Tanakh Nami. So one drop on another drop on him. The mice, he did an active seder. He said, unless you're not trying to do an active seder, trying to get rid of it, usually in the case of the rats, not doing an active seder. We'll get to the Sugya Mas'asik later on. Then you want Tanakh from one drop on another drop on him, be Mekel. Shlom Zamo, when they ask him this question, he says, mice, in the level drop on this, I'm even Nitzot. So we know there's no Issa, one even Nitzot, not even other even Nitzot. Why is any Issa at all? If you want to do an active seder, where do you see this concept anywhere? Also, if it's ready, what's caught? It's caught in the room, and you go over and without moksha, you hold on to it. There's no answer, mutter. No, what? No, if one drop onto another drop on it. Which one's going to drop onto the reiso? It's made two levels.
Right, so closing the door.
Closing the door on a rat. That means the case is there's a cat in the house and then the cat in the room. Closing over there, that's the case of the reiso. That's a cat. I think a cat in a room is nichol get up tzeder raiso. A rat in the room is I think tzeder drabbanon. So both of them is in your diro. By a cat, you close the door inside a bedroom, and your wife says, "I'm not coming out unless you close the door on the cat." That look what you can't do. That's tzeder deraiso. Mashen in a case of the rat, one drabbanon to another drabbanon. So b'shom ezamen, where to aser it? Where's the mekor to aser it? I don't even need to. What? The case of a cat or a rat?
A rat
never chayiv. I think the Chodesh Shani says if you want to do an act of seder with your opponent, you can't get rid of it, not your opponent.
I don't want it.
If you don't want it, it says it's more to an act of seder. And Chodesh Shani says it depends why you're doing it for. That means, again, it comes out if a person has a cat in the house, somehow cats get into your house, I've had in my building sometimes, to mitzamtim it to a case of other job on the mice, to a case of derice, there'll be a problem. Case drop on them. If you don't want them, or everyone agrees it will be mutter. If you want to be a child, my colleague is Chodeshani and Mishlom Zalman. Sifei starts with the loch over here of a case of one of the case of someone's yoshim, someone's a sumo. If you capture it, the Gemara says you're chayiv. Raisa. Well, the Gemara explains. Rashi says it's when you touch it, even right now it's imu venitzod, or wake up right away and you run away. It's not really caught. Therefore, when you capture something that's sleeping, a sumo, loch is chayiv. The Gemara goes on further and says, however, let's say the animal is a chigger, it's lame, or case is zocking, it's old, or chayla is sick, then if you capture it, it's potter. Correct, the Gemara, I have a price that says a chayla is chayiv. The Gemara says, lakasha, it says, roshesh, it's not, it depends if a person's a chayla, but sad he has fever. Or the case of a person's a chayla, the animal is chayla, because it's weary and tired. That's what the reason is. What does that mean? So the basis being done, my colleague is Rashi and the Rambam. What's the loch when an animal is weary and tired? When you captured, are you chayiv? That's what I'm saying? Or is it potter v'loser? Which one is it? The way how they want to explain a right from the Rambam says when a person sends six a kelev after animals, and makes the animal be very tired over here. The loch is that when you're taifet it, you're chayiv. So see, even though the animal is very tired, you're taifet it, the mice of a person's chayiv for it. So see, the fact the animal is tired is not making imu v'nitzot. The Rambam says, when you're tired, nichol get a being chayiv. Rashi Veikulis Sugya says, when the animal is tired and you capture it, imu v'nitzot right now. So imu v'nitzot right now, when you capture it, you're not chayiv for it. Then it comes out, there's a machlokes over here, Rashi with the Rambam, something that the matzav right now is imu v'nitzot, a gam, and 2 minutes later he'll have more chayiv to run away. Is a person a chayiv or not? According to Rashi, he's potter. According to Rambam, he's chayiv. The Bialocha says you understand what's behind the Rambam. He's raya from the case of chakovim with a lot of them around. What should make a difference over here? And they could come along the place when they go like Rashi, the Rabba, the Graz, and others, the Ben Ishchai, the Paskin, the Locha is something even if it needs it. Right now, because it's weary and tired, when you capture it, you only even Issa the Rabbam. Building upon that, that means Be'etzem, when it's weary and tired, Be'etzem, the loch is, the animal is caught. Kemal Chazal made it didn't do a button over here. It says to be a loch of soul, it's clear, when you run after an animal, and you make it weary and tired, but you don't capture it. You run, the animal stops, you stop, you both stop. You don't grab onto it. Are you even Isser? Because the idea of making weary and tired, you even need to, did you act of Seidel? Says the Bialocha, the only son not the way, because it says not derech of Seidel Kach. Therefore, he's Mesopik of Yechayiv, because you made it a court. Or no, maybe not Chayiv Yepotter, because ain't derech Seidel Kach. They point out, but let's say it is derech Seidel. For example, let's say they say these insect repellents. Some of them kill them, some of them make them very shrach, weak, make them very tired. They fall down, you might step on them and kill the animals. You're not killing them per se. The reason why they make them weak is because they don't want to put too strong of a poison. Because you don't want poison around the house, they make them schwach. So you do these sprays over here that make the animals weak. What is it? So the Chodesh Shani, you start clearing over here, it's nichol derech over here. If it's derech, you say, Mamash, it's the rice over here. It's not the derech, you get about the sugya of derabbanan, don't spray it upon them, put it on the side, maybe get them a grum over here. Maybe even do it on the side, it'll still be a case of grum, mokum mokum atzarech. But what exactly, what act we're discussing over here? Get about fly it might be in a minitzoy, but what act is discussing a shalav drabbanon or shalav deraisa? Shomazama says simply by the sprays, you're not coming to really get them, coming to get rid of them. What says not nichol to get a tzeidah bechalal? But the Shomazama said maybe it's nichol to get a tzeidah because at the end of the day they're being weary and tired, they can't move anymore. But we see an interesting insight over here. The case when someone who is a chayla, the words are potter. Now, first to point out, the mechaber Sif Aleph said. When it's not tzod, cannot get a shchiyah achas. The loch is potter, avul osser. Sif Aleph is potter, avul osser. And Sif Gimel says when any minini tzod, so the word mechaber, potter, avul osser. Sif Beis says a mechaber when tchila zokin potter. Don't say osser. Be clear. Sif Aleph says when the loch is cannot get a shchiyah achas, potter, avul osser. Sif Gimel says any minini tzod, potter, avul osser. When tchila zokin potter. Is it osir? Is it osir? Come on, the Shabur says right away, Avul osir. It's osir. Fine. Now we're saying to someone who's weary and tired that you can get right now. It's right in front of you, it can't move. You can get it right now. It's part of Avul osir. So you have a snail, you have a turtle, you have these animals that go very, very slow. Can you put this sugil muksa to the side, as Ramazan points out, that muksa, can you pick it up on Shabbos? It was an active title. It says part of losser. A chela zoke is part of losser. Can you capture a turtle on Shabbos? That part of losser. So the really the question over here is, how do you understand the base by chela zoke? Betzem, it's oimu v'nitzud. Why is it also for? That means you really have two ways to understand the sugya. Do you understand the sugya? It's true that maisa it's oimu v'nitzud in front of you. You can capture very simple. But at the end of the day, it's free. Until you grab onto it, it's a free animal. I'll get up in a couple minutes later, but right now it's free. Is that the side why I'm coming to answer it? Would you say no? But etim the min the clothes is free. Again, this situation per se it's not free. You look at the min. Basically, nafkamina is how do you say over this side over here is every case of the animal slow, any ant, any snail, any turtle. What is the case over there? If you say you look at the min per se, it's by tzvi, it's running, tzvi b'etzim is something quick. The situation that's in, made a case that's weary and tired, so captured, it looks like an active seder. But turtles, everyone sees a turtle, goes very slow. When you pick it up, no one sees the active seder. The mice be mutter. Or say, at the end of the day, it lost its freedom. Lost its freedom, should be also. Mice in Shmir Shabbat, Kolchosai, being down on Shlomo Zalman said, the case of itself, my kid told me itself is a turtle. He says, what Zaidi has in his backyard. So far, in the case of itself over here, he says, and he allowed a capture on Shabbos, beside the studio, it's mutter. Mutter. The first, they asked him, it's a Mishnah, the next Mishnah will get to, because Zainam Aleph, next parak. The Mishnah over there says, the Shmoneh Shavatzim, the law says we do an act of Seder is Chayiv. One of the Shmoneh Shavatzim is, Atzav. Well, so, if you know some of the basic ideas of what the Torah says, Tzim Shlomo Zalman writes, entirely, I did not explain what I meant. When it says Tzav in the Torah, it means maybe a lizard, maybe it means a case of a frog, something similar to a frog. But it does not mean what we call a tzav today. See, look in the biology books, look at the what it's from, written down, it's not what we're referring to today. And therefore, once a tiny note, the precarity, once being arrived from the taste of Svid, anything but etzim is slow, the min is slow, the mice and smutter. And the most parts can go this way. The Shmir Shabbat Kachosi discusses ants to the mice and smutter, Shai Dabalitsky, Luzil Orbach, others want tiny note, that the whole ist over here is why? Because the animal be'etzim can be quick, and the situation makes it slow. And therefore, when a person captures a tree, I see tzedo. But a turtle or an ant, my two-year-old can try to get an ant. They try to get it to the mouth. That's very cute how they try to get it. The ant is sometimes more quick than someone else too. But look, what? My body's try to take it away, but you have to watch the kid all the time. So it comes out, they want time to know what he's saying though by something that's very slow. A tzedek sheni, Rav Shabbos says the Isra will be asked this question, says, Chayla Zakin is potter. He lost his freedom. So any animal is slow, I say, even Isra. Rav Vaza says, you're even Isra. Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Zobashim says, you're even Isra. That's Mamash Allah and Sibbeis. Now I see certain swarming down, the loch is you're even Isra deraisa. I think anyone said, even Isra deraisa is potter making a mistake, saying over correctly. That's not deraisa. The question is either Rabban or Mutter. Maisa, they want time at the end of the day, it lost its freedom over here. You're even Isser. So that means.
So if I close it in a room where it would be a tainted Rabban, it would be also Asser. According to those that Asser.
Yeah, we do Asser tainted Rabban, yes.
By this turtle, where it's at, would you consider it's
not still, really it's still, it? We still Asser the Rabban. Two Rabban are not Mutter. So I'll come out. Machloek is among the poskim. How do you look at things that again that are slow? Practically, most cases negate the sugya muksa anyway, so it doesn't really come up that often. But the inshallah, how do you look at things that are slow? Now, Shlomo Zalman says he has a problem that also the next mission, Nafkav Zayin, one of the cases over there is brought down. It says Shash Kotzim Rmosim, Loch negated Seidu Yechai Mashkin Sugya Chavala. What's Shash Kotzim Rmosim? Says your Ben Yerucham, a case of a Talas. That's what Rashi says, the same thing. Rashi has a case of a talas. And the words over there is chayiv. That means a question to everybody. The words over there is chayiv. Not potter, not mutter, it's chayiv. Like an ant, and slow. Why are you chayiv for it? So maybe the chur just to answer, sometimes maybe it's a talas that's quick. Also maybe talas by the ground, they go to the hole, you can get them. Try to get a talas, but nothing similar can get them. Yeah, that's whatever talas is. Maisa, here's the question, what to do in the case of Talas? Or, Maisa, it comes out just practically, we'll have two levels over here. And they get it to the min be'etzim is quick. The situation right now, it's weary and tired. What's the loch over there? The loch is as mechabit, it's potter. However, the min itself is slow. Machalika place can be extended to that loch of that case or not. What's the loch of a case of a turtle or not? The kol of a kol of a kol of a kol of a. Now, the Ramos goes on further and discusses the case of the Rambam of someone who sends a dog after an animal to go capture it on Shabbos. The way the Mishmur comes out, Apid the Mogav Ram, there are two levels over here. Is when the animal does everything by itself, and the person not helping out at all, Nichol in the case of the Rabbanon. Mashenki in the case where a person is helping out, then since he's doing a pool over here, whether it's thankful for the animal or making it bewildered, or chasing a little bit, Nichol in the Geda of a Tzedah Deraiso. Now, they do point out side points over here. What happened to Mitzad HaSugya of Shvishas Behemtoi? What happened to Mechamer? How can you send your dog and give up Mitzad HaSugya of Tzedah? So the Geta Shvisa Behemta, Abnezi says it must be it's not your animal. Vaz says an interesting side of it, the Geta Shvisa Behemta, he wants to say no, it was your own animal. So, but Etim animals love, your dog loves running after other animals. That's what it wants to. You train it not to. But the look is, you can feed your animal grass on Shabbos, L'mani Nuch is own to Ellis. His own enjoyment, L'mani says mutter. Can it work for you, can do it for himself. When you tell a dog to go run after an animal, what that's to be saying? Tell him, I'm unleashing your leash to go run after and do what you want to go yourself go do, what you enjoy. That's not Shri's Mahamtai. You let him do what he himself, but Etzim wants to go do, you take off the shackles. That's Shri's Mahamtai. Fine, they get Sugi Mecham, they discuss over here. This interesting Sugi over here of Moshe Leitzim, that a person going hunting is the fact that it draws you away from Torah, and you go hunting mitzvah, a pastime to waste time. So Americans favorite pastime, so that's called wasting time and called Moshe Leitzim. So Nichol, they get an Isser of, we can't even do even Bizman Chol. Meshua does send you to the Prima Godim, that says they get to Parnassah, it's Motor. Akam Lorach Shulchan Salak, he wants to disagree. Well, we have Sugi Moshe Leitzim, not our Sugi. What? I meant sports, that's what was my point, right. A pastime to waste time is Moshe Leitzim.
I thought this specifically about sending a door, not just general hunting.
This halacha of Moshe Leitzim, the Simon Shin Zayin, Sifta Zayin. Shulchan Aruch, when they discuss is reading books on Shabbos, it says the Shulchan Aruch even is a Moshe Leitzim. Nothing to do with dogs.
No, there, but over here I'm saying he's talking about dogs.
I'm
saying it's because
of
hunting staff in general, or because
staff. It sounds like, in the hunt, it's ending that Moshe Leitzim idea is to draw a person away from Torah, you get involved in something. That's your study Moshe Leitzim.
Of Scheinberg, where he was in the old stipple?
Of Scheinberg, to get to what?
So the Yankees could never.
He had karate, he was doing tshuva, every time he worked upon it.
Earlier when he was young, he was one, pretty
fucking making of a gadol, that's what happens, you know, making of a gadol. Now, there are certain times that the Issit name might switch over as being mutter. That means you can ask, how does this article of Feldheim has all these novels against what's in Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shulchan Aruch says Moshe Leitzim, even Isser. So, Hora, if you don't give a person a kosher outlet today where to go read these things, he'll go read other things, shave things. And therefore, Fagaret, the study of the Issa Bismanzah is ahead to why these companies have these books over here. Because Fagaret, we want to keep them in Torah, keep them in Yiddishkeit, keep them in seeing only religious things. Sending the gate to go to stadiums today, where they had to take boys to stadiums today, I used Moshe Leitzim going hunting today, fishing today, parents day, I think today, for carrot. Today, this Moshe Leitzim is the head to why you should go hunting with the kid and let them do other things. I said Parnassah. I said, if you want him to say Parnassah, and the auction is not done away. We should send him to the head of Parnassah, correct.
We have to call it the head of Parnassah. It's not a special time for Moshe Leitzim.
No, it's not a heter.
He
says
the Moshe Leitzim.
Again, the word Primogodim is Latayel is also, right? It doesn't say dog. Read the Primogodim. Primogodim says Parnosis ain't this, have a Latayel is Moshe Leitzim. Don't say about dog, it's a Latayel. Why? It's a special heter. It's something you might think that it still takes you away from Torah, draws you after it. Draws you after money, after COVID, after time, draws you after it.
Everybody draws you.
Yeah, maybe it's a good channel. Moshe Leitzim, good time.
Something special
about Chizurius. Don't say anything about Chizurius. Don't say that. People don't say that. There's another Yehuda. Shuvah you're discussing. He has 3 points over there. About hunting, he says. But now he says it's Midrash Chizurius. It's not about Tashkis. It's not Chizurius. But that's not there. What it says over here. Now, once you have the idea of sending animals one after another, so first there's can you send a cat after rats that you have in your house? So Zilmashin has a tshuva about it, back and forth, maybe Mokham Tzai's water. But the way the Chodesh discusses, usually we're not sicking the cat after the rats, can you bring a cat into your house? And you know what the cat's going to go do, he's going to get the mice. They want to tell you that you're not sending it afterwards, not mice is water. This is to go send him to sick the dog after the cat after the animal. But to bring him in and then hold to it himself, that's his own, the man you know, his own Dallas, the mice won't be any answer.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
What?
No, just bringing the cat in. Can you bring a cat inside your house?
Can
I tell the cat? No, fine. The cat is domestic, and the simon, your own personal cat. Fine, Sivkimul is a halacha of something that's meaning inside and something that's not meaning inside. Now, we see clearly now, Sugin that Kovov and Bey is the Machlokes, Rameyah versus Kamen, what's the Lachat in the meaning inside? We say Machlokes, also Bryson, Davkov Zaino Bey, also Machlokes in the Sefto, Chom versus Abhudo, one of the Bryson, Abhlazer and Abshua, what the Lachat is. What comes out clear, we're passing like the Chomim, like a Meshua, like a Yehuda, that any Mininitza, the Loch is Potter. Potter. And the question is, what does that mean, Potter, on what level? That means, make it simple, a bunch of Malcolm among the Shoinim, there's going to be Rashi, there's places are called the Ramam Shito. The way, if you look at Rashi, the Sugya by Austin Kovov and the Dafkov Zayin and Aleph, Rashi says, by something that's Mininitza, a deer, whether you capture a deer at Litzarech or Shalom Litzarech, either one, Loch is Yechayiv. Either one. That's not what's on Shulchan Aruch. Mashenke in a case of minish nanat nitzot, a case of a fly. When you want litzarech, you want to use its wings for something, then yechayev. Shlo litzarech, when you now have any use for its body, you're trying to get rid of it, then according to Shimon your potter. That means Rashi is a chiddush shat in the sugya, that is coming out that anything that is a minish nitzot, litzarech or shlo litzarech, either one yechayev. Either one yechayev. What John Rashi says, the Tosis read, he wants to go like Rashi Malach. He says, because once the Derech HaOlam is Machshavit, the Chshivas, the deer that you're capturing, again, you're capturing the deer not for its Bosser, not for the Or, just to get rid of it, but the pool you're doing has a Chshivas to it, therefore you're Chayiv. Tell Hashem, you come on Tosis, and I've come Zayin. What? Even Shaloy Litzarech, you're Chayiv. I mean, he said, yes, that's Rashi. No, by this case it's Seido. But it's Seido. We'll get to maybe as far why. Asad Hashani comes on Tosis and he says it really depends. When it's Minin Nitzoid, a case of a deer, when you do it with Tzarech, you want the boss, you want the Or, Loch is Yechayiv. Shloi the Tzarech, it's body trying to get rid of it. That's a Mlocho Shein Tzich Lagufoi, only called him Yehudi Yechayiv, called him Shimon Lamaisi Apotter. Shloi the Tzarech, I'm saying not Minin Nitzoid, but a fly. Whether you do it with Tzarech, or Shloi the Tzarech, either one, Maisi Apotter. Everyone gives you a potter. Sai Yehuda b'Sai b'Shimon, there's no difference. Halacha, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ramban, they went this way, and the Mishmur Sukkot and Yudbeis, the Magavram, they come along and say this halacha, that the case is when it's Shloi Einem Minin Nitzot, whether it's Tzarech or Shloi Nitzarech, will be Nichol together of Einem Minin Nitzot, that only a Din D'Rabbanan. Now the question is why that's so. At the end of the day, you capture these flies, and you want to have use, you want to use its wings, you want to use its meat. Why are you potter for? You want to go use it. Come on, the Avnezer points out that Seidu is different than, come on, all other Malachas, maybe two other Malachas. When you want to tie in the gate, it's Lamtas Malachas in general, we do an act of Bishul, you're changing the Chetzo. Even my son wants to tie in, it's affecting the Chetzo, it's a different Rishos. The gate to the case of Tzot per se, wants to tie in, the animal itself, nothing changed. It's me, the Gavra, I changed. I have something. The animal is the same thing. Nothing happened in the Chetzot Shavoy. Mitzad the Gavro. Mitzad the Gavro, I have to have something that's Choshev. It's not me, what I have, I flies. It's meaningless. If you tell me that it's Mitzad the Chetzot Shavoy, then we look at the Chetzot. But Mitzad me, I have to have something. There's no Chshivas over here. That's how they want to explain why Tzad is different than all other cases of the other Lamed Tes Malachas. I said a Shlishi, a third Malach over here, where the Rambam at least explained the Prima Gadam, how he seems to go, is that in the case of Mini Nitzoy, case of a Tzvi, Litzarech or Shloi Litzarech, Yechayiv, like Rashi. When the case of Shloi Mini Nitzoy, a case of a fly, it says Litzarech Yechayiv, and Shloi Litzarech, even a Yehuda passes you. Even a Yehuda passes you. What's the svar for that? Before they point out that he said, even according to Yehuda, the whole Blocho Shein Tuchel Gufo is Chayiv, the way Rashi Naflam Alpha Beis explained, they need a Te'elis for Mokam Acher. Not that you don't have to have any tells anywhere. Chayif and gumov ain't tzach lafaroi. Maisa, because I want the offer, makes the chshivas over here. But here, the maisa, since be'etzem, there's no chshivas mitzad the person. And be'etzem, also over here, there's no chshivas over here, it's not meaning nitzoit, neither one. It's a double reason over here. It takes away the chshivas, even according to Yehudi or Potter. By the way, a female among the shaynim, the kitzer, make it simple, the way how the place can go is like Tosfos. Very simple, the loch is by its meaning it's in the case of its tzvi, but tzarech, loch is yechayim, shlo le tzarech, chod yudo, yechayim, chod yushim, yipotter. Mash enkel, ene meaning it's in the loch is always potter. Always potter. Now, why is ene meaning it's in a dindu apodon for? What's this for? Why aser it for? Ene meaning it's in not the right, it's the apodon. So two ways to how to say it over. The way the sheet of the ran on the sugin kov zayin says it over, ene meaning it's in a gzeru otu, you capture and kill it. Otitz miso. Shchitim, til shishama. where the Taz Ba'osah, Sifkot Gimel, and Sifkot Dalet, long Taz and then the short Taz, says the reason why any meaning needs to be Osir, but the other one say over, Otu, meaning needs to be Otu, another active Seder. What could be the Nafkamino? Had to say it over what the Seder be of any meaning needs to be. Let's take over to a fly and you smash it. So you did the act of Kills and Shama. Are you also over the Isser of Seder? By inanimated object, is it Seidor an object that's now a Balchai? Your suitcase is going down the river. It's going away from you, and you put out nets to capture your suitcase. Is that an act of Seidor? I could lose Shlito, my suitcase. It's going down the river, and I set a trap to go get my suitcase. I still want Seidor one time, and why not? Why not Seidor? Pashas, and we'll say over, say is only something that's a Balchai. But that's the assumption. Go with that Anocha Seder Balchai. So he smashed a fly. So he caught a dead fly. Is it Seder? I'm killing something. Interesting question. We'll get to maybe later on in the Simmons. Machlokes, Tosis first to review on the Sugyo. I think we'll get to Sevches. We'll see that Machlokes. Sound like it's a Machlokes you're showing him.
Are you killing it? You're killing it to get it.
Not killing it again. Because you're killing it because the body of the flies. But what are you over? Kill the Shama? Over the Sugyo of Seder? What's after you now? How many serve you over? Take a step further. You kill a fly on Yontif. On Yontif, Shechita L'maisa is mutter. Til Shama is mutter. Do we say Mitoich Otter this case of Big Mavuch among the Achrayim? So do we know the Til Shama over here? Can you smash a fly? Well, maybe you left the Sugyot Seidah. Well, fly is Enemi Nitsa. Why is Enemi Nitsa Osir? So she ran Otter Misa. Misa is mutter. Then killing flies and bees on Yontif will not be a problem. Discuss what do bees on the sukkah. How we go the other way? They forget, like the Taz says, any mini needs an otter mini needs out. Capturing, doing, smashing a bee on Yontif will be an isser. So big shallow, Nafkamina, 2 points over here. Can you smash a bee on Yontif? It depends upon two separate questions. Is smashing it nichel get outside of? And any mini needs an otter what? Not to Mitzah, like the Taz says, or to the case of Miso. Meshach will get back to it later on the 7. Now, to get to the idea of Mitzah and any Mitzah, first, what defines it? So, Shlomo Zalman speaks out, obviously, a kol lefi hazman. Kodoshoni speaks out, a kol lefi hamokim. That means, depending upon every society, every time, what goes on over here. A third thing has to be pointed out over here is that elephants, are they Mitzah? How many people in this room captured an elephant? How many people in the world captured an elephant? How many captured lions, tigers? So, speaks out, Lukhadashani, it means that people who capture things, what do they do with it? Doesn't mean us people. People who capture elephants, they use it for the tusk. Lions and tigers, they use it for the meat or the skin or for put in the zoo. But that we look upon the people who capture things, not people in the world. People who capture, what do they do with the thing that they captured? That's how we look upon it. They do discuss, do take scientists into account. That means we know scientists, they capture tons of rats. And what Halachan Ebenezer said, hey, is B'tzad Sugyu Tzad Balachayim to do to test mess upon them and Maisa's mutter. So to take scientists into account, that tons of rats may be nichel together of Mininitzoid. So interesting, child, do you look at a specific group per se, or do you have to look at people capture in general? Maisa Shalom, the swarm. The actual time that maybe for scientists themselves might be nichel again a mini soid. But clearly is for the oilum, not nichel again a mini soid. Kam chodeshoni said tzorachin. They point out also, when saying mini soid, he was saying people capture them yidin or goyim. Because yidin, when they capture any animal, they can't sell the meat. Because treif, and also the loch near deisim kuv yidzayin, they can't sell treifus. So usually when come out all yidin, when they're capturing animals, is only to get rid of it. But that goyim, it's to use the boss in the or to eat it, to sell it. So do you take goyim into account? Maisel Chodeshanim Chan Kiryaski say goyim maisel take into account. Also, the pile the etzem, the min itself, is a min in itzai. Look at the min, not inside the person per se. What?
What
about it?
We'll try to catch those
and put out something. It's true. In China, they might try to capture and eat them, but not in our country to capture any mice.
It's like in the house.
Trying to get rid of it. You don't want it. That's been an min in itzai. Now, often it's called, let's say you capture animals, cats and dogs, but it's not pets. is that nichol get a mina nitzar. Come on, the swarm say, kids on Shabbos, for today, these animals nichol get a mina nitzar. They want to use it. Using it, the zoo, or pets, nichol get of counting get a mina nitzar. That means things do change over time. Certain times these things are not mina nitzar, but as well as that might be mina nitzar, or if I care. Now go through different cases. First case Olin likes discussing, a person, can they capture another person? Is a person mina nitzar, not mina nitzar? What are children? What are slaves? What are, by case of an army? What are case of Ganovim, captured on Shabbos? Are they, under what category? Is an act of seder on a person? So again, we'll get to later on the Simen, as it's been read again and again, I think it's in Ches. But the Gemara Menachas and Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara brings down the person, he went to trap fish on Shabbos. At the end of the day, he trapped fish, and in his net, he saw there's a child inside. Child inside. A shal in the Gemara Machlokes Amoraim Rova versus Rabbah. If the guy is chayiv on Shabbos b'tzad seder on the fish or not?
The fish wasn't caught on the child.
On the fish. The kid is mekorch nefesh.
Kid was alive.
Kid was alive. He captured the fish alive, and with the person alive, fresh alive. So come on, the Gemara says Rova says the loch is yichayiv on the fish seder. The Gemara goes after machshava, after ma'isa, after ma'isa mekorch nefesh, after machshava, the active seder. Which again gets involved the base of Levi, we'll get to Bez Hashem. We'll do the sugya. So we have Rav that says Yechayu. Kamal Toysen says he doesn't understand. And again, the Loch Nechos Yontu say the sugya of Hoyol. And since a person is Potu on the Seder beside the kid, as Koch Nefesh, there's no Issim Loch on the kid. He also does not be any Issim Loch upon the fish. And then Toysen has his turrets.
We see
that there's a Loch capturing a child. Says Avnei Nezer, Tais is saying there's a mlocha, that's mutter, that's also matter the fish. See, Tais is saying there's a mlocha capturing a child. This is Satan and child. And he says, Avnei Nezer declares, what do you mean, nitzoid? Ain't even nitzoid. Why is there Isa? Should we do a bonon? What happened over here? So this is interesting to say for Chemnitz Yisrael, we want to tie into what mlocha is discussing, bird. But Pashas Lechon was saying, learn the sugya of Satan. Mamish capture a child. And then we build upon this, and Swarm grapple. Is it Seder on people? Based on Tosfos, there's a Makor Chaim and there's a Kovim Sal Rambam. They want Taina if you capture a person, Nichon to get a Seder.
In that case, capturing the child, he's taking him out of the woods, let him free.
It's like capturing fish. You capture a person. That Tosfos says. It's Tosfos.
Capturing a
baby that's running around.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's a great question. This. Let's be practical. Capturing people, even if you capture them, he says, even to be a slave. So when you capture an animal, what is it to Ellis? Is to use it. What do you mean use it? You want the skin, you want the meat. That's called a shtapshus, because it's called minitza, that's called an active seder. When you capture a person, you don't want its skin, you want its meat. You want him to mishamashu, to serve you, to be a slave. Not to use its guf, but to use its das to serve you. That he wants to say, that's not nichol get of seder. There's no shek of seder.
What? What about Tosfos then?
I can't hear you.
What about Tosfos then? Tosfos said that it doesn't apply.
He's not discussing Tosfos. It doesn't mean that Tosfos. Kodesh Hashem discusses them on a person. Maybe it's the case of Tosfos Boyer. What? Sorry? He wants to say this, not the surah of seder. It's not nichol get of seder. It's not the Seder Tzedo. It's not the Pasha Tzedo. I hear Stark again. I hear Stark saying. Therefore, built upon this question, had a look upon it. The Swarm discussed a slave that runs away in Shabbos and he captured. The Sefer Meital says, even this is the Reis, a Chayiv. Kodeshani says, what do you mean? It's Mutter Gomer, no problem. Someone who's in jail, he escapes from jail, can he capture? Again, the Swarm discussed this question. Big Mavucha, Shlom Zam discussed this question. He discussed the army. You fight, you capture people. What is it exactly? Does it make it mini nitzoid? It's still any mini nitzoid. Had to look upon people. The big mavucha. As once in a camp, that the whole summer there was someone was stealing in the camp. Somebody, they didn't know. So the last Shabbos, they set out a trap. Go trap him, go see him. On Shabbos, everyone was in Shalosh Shuvos eating, and he went to go do something. And they tried to chop him. He started running away, he went to the forest. So somehow, during Shalosh Shuvos, they took flashlights, they went chase after him to go get him. That was not Bekoach Nefesh. And they caught the guy at the end, and then after they caught him, they went to his room, took out the two duffel bags, he had all everything he stole all year, was all there, so... But Maisa didn't act at Seder on Shabbos. Besides the flashlights, they were times banished washes and the LED, whatever it was. But Maisa, they did act at Seder Mamish. They caught a Ganif. And most times catching a Ganif in Koch Nevesh. In this case, wasn't Koch Nevesh. It's in Shalom. What is this exactly? What? It's in Shalom. How to look at it? Now, practically, get it to us. The Shalom is really kids. You have always, you know, your 4-year-old, 5-year-old, or your 2-year-old. And could you capture them and put them in the crib? Right, my wife tells me she has a hard time getting them. But me, it's no problem. I'm Venitzot. She really gets involved in the end of the sugya. Me, I can get them. My wife says they went around the table. She can't get them. Fine. So first, here it's Seder. Me, it's not Seder. But in the crib is the question. So best of this question, how to answer children per se, we'll have to get to the end of the Siman Sif Yabez. What's the B'nai Tarbis? What's domestic animals? Things that come home at night, whether you want them to come home at night or not. How do you look upon them? What is that? Right, you put your kids wherever you want, some other always come home. Well, so we have to get to the end of the sermon. Is this question of saying by a person to get to your children?
What about a person who's not normal, a deranged person?
It's a can you capture this? Great question. Among the swam seems to be a disagreement. How do you look upon it? Now, it could be even a deranged person. At the end of the day, I think it could be get about what level deranged. Are there day targets that come home eventually? It gets about the end of the Sibu being a moment.
It's for his toilet, he sings.
I know.
No, it's because, again,
sometimes Kork Nevis by deranged people. You get about some of the Bnei Tarbis, but yet it's being moment. What is that exactly? And again, that's the end of the Sibu.
You're keeping him off his duties as well, but capturing
at the end of the day, so what? Some blockchains will move for you. Fine, so you're even nicer. Fine. Yeah, you have to know what you're doing here. You back? Okay. We were talking about capturing your children, but I think that's the guarantee here, right? We were wonderful.
8 o'clock,
children,
baby. What about 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
That's a shame, though. Oh, 8
o'clock. Yeah, now they get to other balchai, other animals. What nechal they get of minitza, different cases? First, what about case of an akvar? A rat, mice, are there minitza, not minitza?
Catching something that's dead, like, let's say you have a dead body floating around.
So that's to get to inanimate object. The question is, what's your suitcase? I think that not seder, I might see a certain safer, I think it's safer metal, what time maybe it is. I think it makes my clothes out of it. Now, come to the Magarum and discuss it. Can you set a trap on Shabbos? So, being down the Sugan Daf Yudzayin, place over there that says, set a trap on Shabbos against trapping a lion animals when something enters a trap, miyad, even as a deraiso. However, the trap laid on, only nichel get it up. But in the case of a grammar, Magarum, brought down by the Mishabrua, come to the Sugan Daf Yudzayin and Bays, Taisus. They set a trap on Shabbos beyond the Raisa, afterwards, only did the Rabbanim. Building upon this, says the Magarum, brought down by the Shibroa, setting a trap for rats is the same Isser. You cannot do that on Shabbos. Cannot do that. Come on, Lazir Shimshin, come on, Kiveger, and Sir Shulchan Aruch, they're being down. I don't understand. The case of Taisus, the Magarum bringing down, is the case of capturing animals, the case of Daraisal. And it happens later on, the case of Rabbonon. But a case of Akvar rats, the only Rabbonon in it means it. So what's the issue? Mike trap later on is a case of a sulfic. It's exero. Why are you asking this to make trap rats on Shabbos? A rat is an inside. First, the Meister, we have the Kiveger speaking out. The rats are not meaning inside. The same time that the Kiveger lived, the Chayadim lived. Chayadim writes to Klal Amid. Akvar, meaning inside. Everyone capture rats to go use them. Instead of Gamma in our city, we don't. But it's decided they capture rats. When they take rats to feed their animals, to use it, to use meat, the skin, they capture to use it. So somehow, at the same time they live, Kiveg and the Chayodom, one says rats have meaning inside, one says rats are in a meaning inside. Maybe you can answer that to Mishabu Magavram, or you can say, no, in a meaning inside, still we have a gzer over here. Nice at the end of the day. So you can say it depends if it's a rat in the city, a rat in the country, I hear. Fine. Kuvdal, you're there, very good. Maisa, the Goin Mesakta Kalim, he says rats are any mini nitzoid. This is that way. Atasha Nashom said a mini nitzoid. The end of the day, the place can come out, everyone says you can't set a trap. That means the Pukim do bring down the Magavram to set a trap on Shabbos, whether in the gate of the Rises or the Rabbanans, or they want to say rats and nickel get a minion sort. You cannot set a trap on Shabbos. I mean, people think you have rats in the house, go set a trap, but mice, that's also.
He begs as he could.
He begs as not say. He just says how, what right to extend one to another, and therefore he has a kasho. He's saying it's a question. I say you can't, you're allowed to do that. Not sure. The mice, if you want. All come along and say, can't set a trap on Shabbos by rats. Got it? No one says you can, only as cashews. Anyone says you're allowed to. Mishpura says you can't, right? On the test, you say you can't. Mishpura says you can't. Mishpura says you can't. Mishpura says the case of a rat. Now, you can take a step further. You already have a trap set. Can you put the cheese inside? Can you? On Shabbos, before Shabbos is mutter. We don't have all the cheese scalem. That's why it's more after you die, discussing to get cheese scalem. We do not look by Shammai, look by Sol. One be machmer your trap. No, it worked down. The box says, be machmer. Fine, it's back, put down. But my say, so machmer your trap. Otherwise, you don't be machmer the box sheet of the Shammai. You can set a trap Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, you cannot set the trap. Now, when the trap is ready set, can you put the cheese inside? The thing to entice the camp, go eat it. Or anything inside, go entice it.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, whatever you want. Anything you want. Fine. Well, you entice the kid to come to supper, I give the food, that's it, fine. So, anything can you go do this? So, Zilberstein, he has a chew about, he wants a tiny, it's only a hechsher, and not doing setting the trap per se. Chodosh, he says, it's a grammar. This is going. What's the government opening it this way? The government doing it this way. The different ways of been going the act of Seder, and government mice and Shabbos is also. Now, I can't get involved in general if it's only Nichol the Sugar Gromo, Gromo Machmeh Hefsid's Mutter. If your wife is screeching, is that Nichol to get her Hefsid? And why is that Mutter beside the Sugar Gromo? It's an interesting question why the Shom do not seem to say that. But what it says in the Mice, the Chachonim want time that the Mice cannot put the cheese inside. Mashiach Zobashin said, no, it's like a Hechsel to the Gromo. Now go to other cases of what I mean inside. So Akra and Lachur is nechal together of any mean inside. Even if it's still mice, you cannot set a trap. Mishmur brings down the case of lion is mean inside. Anyone who captures lions usually for the meat or the skin or in the case of putting inside the zoo. Mishmur says the case of a rabbit is mean inside. Question the gate of the Dvarim. What are bees? People have bees around. Especially in the case of a sukkah. What level we're discussing here when they want to do an act of tzedah on bees? So Betzim is Gemara and Daf Lamavov Oman Aleph in Beil till Oman Beis. The Beis says it brings down that the Gemara starts off saying that Dvarim are Nichol the Get of Einam Minin Nitzoid. The Gemara starts off clear Dvarim, bees are not Minin Nitzoid. Says Gemara Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon what? Every time I said Kamash Malon, the Gemara, there are two ways to understand it. Kamash Malon, what I thought is not true, or I thought it's true, but it did it still anyway, Osir. So the way the Beis Yosef seems to understand that we thought Dvarim are not meaning inside, Kamash Malon, they are meaning inside. The Nichol Neged of the Raisel. That's how the El Rabba, the Prim Godim, the Tzlach, they want to explain Shat in the Beis Yosef. Says at the end of the day, Dvarim are meaning inside. That's Kamash Kamash Malon. And look at the Ra'ah and the Sugya Rishon, he said that's Kamash Kamash Malon. Tzad Hashem, the Ulam, so the Taz over here, brings down the Bach, says, read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dvarim ain't meaning inside. Kamash Malon, still it's also. The end of the day, you want to say any minute inside. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzvah this way, like the Chayyadim and the Magavram. That one be'etzem nichol neged of any minute inside. But the shaila is, what's the Shikal Das question? Bees, pashas the iska person. Most bees are caught to make honey, pollinate. Or should be a case, do you want to use the bees? Why not nichol neged of minute inside for? So the way the people, most people who capture things are capturing it to go use it. So the way that Amnesis has over, he wants to tell him, what do you want by bees? When you capture them, do you want them to be caught? Or you capture them because you want them to have the freedom over here to go around to get honey to pollinate? No one wants bees to be caught. You want bees to be free in this area. That's not called a mini nitzah, says Amnesis. Says the Chodesh Shani. That's a min that you want to be over here, and the min's made to be free. The whole series of the bees that you want them to be free. That's not nechon together of min and itzah. The min is to be free. The people who capture them are captioned to be free. That's not nechon together min and itzah. Well, that's not to be free. That's to be in a cage. That's to be in a place. The bees are in, they come around the whole area. You might have specific cases, but again, the min itself, beers are usually made for the meat or the skin or to be in a zoo in a cage. There might be a case or two, not that way. Bees, the host of bees are to be free.
Sorry.
It's not saying they're right. So again, we're saying it's enemies that did up on them. We're not saying it's smutter. But how do you get the bees there? So you take the whole nest and whatever they bring it to its place, or they bring it into the combs and the places. But you don't want to be stuck in those places. Now, Mishmur also brings down the case of fish is minitzoid. Why is that the case of fish? Lafuke, there's a Beni Ruchim that says fish is not minitzoid. El Rabbi wants to say it's safe in the Beni Ruchim. So, why the fish is minitzoid? Zruvim is one of the clear examples that not nichol together minitzoid. The case of grasshoppers and akar, Mishmur brings down my colleague, Rashi versus Rambam, what exactly the case over here is. A case of cats, Mubiz Manazet, even though Chashuvim writes cats are minitzoid, even those days they capture cats to go use. Each one onto its own. The case of a nochosh, we'll get to a look at, we'll get daf zayin and alaf. Some Rashi says that nochosh is not minin nitzoid. Again, the Mishmur Sukkot Chavav, being down to its yontiv, a nochosh is a case of minin nitzoid. Birds, the mice are unlikely to get a minin nitzoid, the place would be very clear that way, and therefore, just for people with parakeets and parrots, it says a ribbi yet, that's nichly get a minin nitzoid. Now, what do in a house?
Depends on type of bird, parakeet versus a pigeon.
A parakeet and a parrot. Does a pigeon mean inside? I'm not sure. Well, the mice, what to do with it in your house? So again, you have to get to look at Sifyun base. Now, to get to Zuvim per se, flies. We have a look over here, the Torah versus Seva Trumo, that discusses very clearly that Zuvim are Eden mean inside. Come along the Torah, mean on Seva Trumo, to close a small box on top of Zuvim, says Seva Trumo, mice, it's also. So the Torah has a couple of questions. He says, one of the reasons, he said, to matter it, says, the moment you open it up, you try to get the flies, you can't get them. So since you can't get them, therefore, they did not do an active tzedo. Explains the Chaznish what that means. He says, Bishlon, by certain cases, the whole act is to have it in the box. You want the volume inside, let's say, a box. You want Nachash inside a box. You want it to be there. Therefore, if you want it to be there, there's tzedo over there. Or, other times, you don't want the box, you want to be out, but you have a control, you have a shlita over it. One time in this room, it's neither one. You have no shlita when it comes out, you have no interest in being inside the box, no mila being inside the box. So since there's no tzeda outside, no tzeda inside, that's why you're not going to get a tzeda. That means that vada by dvarim, if you put some inside a kavaris, inside a beehive, then the vada says the chanish, a vada tzeda, if you close up inside a beehive, because that's the place it's supposed to be. That's why it says you put machzelis on top of a beehive. That's the place it's supposed to be. Zvuvim is not supposed to be in the box. You have to have a shlita. You have to be controlling it. You know, no shlita either. Since you have neither one, that's why the tool wants to say it's mutter. The maisa, at the end of the day, the place can be not safe. Trumi disagrees, and they have come along the mishmur and says the ikur is not like the Torah. The ikur like the magavam and taz the bach. The loch over here is putting a fly inside a small box of vadiya ivenesser. Drabonon. Now the words when the Rambam says it over, he says it over in a teva ketano, in a small box. The question is, what's the locha in a teva gedola? Putting the flies, you have a big box over here, you have a big refrigerator, you have a big garbage can, you want to close the refrigerator door, you want to close your garbage can over here. Are you over an iser tzedo? Says the Mishabua, according to the Magarvam, since over here it's in a big box, lemai said it's mutter. Why is it mutter for? Everybody now knows the Shayatzian. Since it's Eini Miskaven, with the Pesik Ratio, two Drabonans, cannot get Meshichya Achas, and it's Eini Mini Nitzoid. Now you know what Eini Mini Nitzoid means. You know what Meshichya Achas means. Those two Drabonans. Once two Drabonans, the Maisa is mutter. Now this idea of two Drabonans, I point out, it's a Diak in the Ramah. The fact that Ramah over here says it's a small box, not a big box. The Vush says over the Ramah, says a box, without the word small. We had the Nachas Tzvi says over, and the Graz, and the Chai Odom, the Kitzer, say all the same aloha without the word small. The grass is over a box. Kalim said over the word box. He said over the word box. That means they do not have the steak. The question is, so do you have a raya that a policeman did not say the word small box? It's not like the Mogavram. And by two drabonons, by psychological, the mice will be also be here. They took out the words of the Ramah. The whole Maram Mokan, the two drabonons motor, is the words of the Ramah. They took out the words of the Ramah.
Why is he being mekel?
Who's being mekel? No, the Sukkot is Osir. It's Osir. Small box Osir, and the big box is Osir. Both can be Osir. So the Chura, if someone being right, these places can argue. The Chura is not clear of a raya, but psychological to loy nichlai. Because the case of a big box, I said two cases. The refrigerator is loy nichlai to have flies inside. In the garbage, it's nichlai to have flies inside. If you tie it, it's out of the garbage, and you can't get to it. Very good. You don't want flies in your house. So the diak is a good diak. You have no raya that picks psychological loy nichlai by two drop, but nichlai by two drop bonons, the maisa, the vush, and the grass, and the kitzer, the maisa, they did not want to. Mark that case. We have no raya that they hold by two drabons the loyni chalei. The mice it's going to be the time to answer. And the reason could be that why they took away the diak of the Ramah, because the Ramah sounds like a matasai nicha silent loyni chal, which our Hartzvi says Ramah is mattering both, which was very sussum over here. It's not clear being matting loyni chal loyni chal. You can take away the diak and get to nichalei, but not the diak and get to loyni chalei. The get to miskaven the Malachim Shabbos. We will focus on Sunday. Bez Hashem.
It's not
mutter
by
Lo Nichla by Gadol. Again, how do you know Lo Nichla by Gadol is mutter? It's a dik in the Ramah that says a small box also big box is mutter. I think everything is also. You take away the word small, come out the Levush and the Graz and the Chayadom and the kids of the Asri, even big.
Even big, even Lo Nichla.
No, they're not discussing, they didn't say the word Lo Nichla. They're not saying real. What?
We're
so same, both cases. No, maybe we don't want to make the diak, maybe they'll assume even Nichole. They want to ask only the Nichole case. That means that those who are tied to the Ramah being matter even the Nichole case. It should sound like a Lo Nichole, and Simon Shalom and Zayn, it's still over this case over here. Now, the Siftal is Bimamshuk's idea that you put a Machzelis on top of a Kveris on top of a beehive. What comes out over here that number one, if it's no Kavono, and number two, not Psych Ratio, then the case is Mutter. I'm just understand what's saying over here in Sif Dalet and back to Sif Aleph. There's a case where over here in Sif Dalet we already have the bees inside the beehive. They go in and out. There are two cases over here in Sif Dalet. The case in Sif Aleph where the animal is not there yet in the room. You have a tzvi, you have a deer outside, and you bring him into the house and you do not close the door. What's the look in that case? That means there are two cases in Sif Aleph where you brought him in and there's a big he can get out. Sif Dalet, we did not bring him in and he can get out. Two different cases over here. That means first take Loch and Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph comes along the Loch speaks out. You have a deer, you chase him into your house. You left the door open. You chase a bird into your house and you left the window open. It's a chor gadol, he can easily get out. Are you oivinus or not? You didn't active Seido. Well, nice, he can get out. He can't get out. He says the Bialocha, he's mistopping. He's not sure. He ends up Tzarachian. What's the Locha in the Geirte case when it's a minion inside? A Tzvi is minion inside? And they can't get out, but he didn't act and say that he's not sure. Now, there are those who want to. Chayim Noah quotes Mishnah Berurah, what are you talking about? There's no act and say to. You didn't act, you're running after it, but nothing was caught over here. I mean, he didn't want to tell you the same thing. Maisa, the Shmir Shavikul Chosai, when he brings it down, he says, Mokum Hefsted can make on the Suffolk. Meaning, basically, when you have a bird inside, let's say you chase it into your house, and the room is, and you chase a, you have a bird inside your house, you put it inside the room. The room has a window that's opened. Can you close the door in that case? You chase it practically. Your wife says, close the door, I don't want the bird back inside the house. You did the act of chasing it into a room. So this is Shmir Shabbos, but Mokum Hefsted can be Mekel. Otherwise, you have a problem. However, the case was Enemin inside. You want to chase a rat into a room? Enemin inside. That Mishmur says, whenever Chor Godel can get out of the room, mice and smolter. That means, can you chase a bird into a room? Mishmur is Mesopek. Chase a rat into a room, that's inside the house. Mishmur, the mice says, it's Enemin inside. The mice can be Mekel. When it's a Chor Godel, he can't get out. That's again when you chase it into a room. And has a big place to get out. Shalom bin Nisa, not bin Nisa. But also, Sif Dalet, discussing you already is there. You already have bees inside the Kaveris. What's a loch? So again, the Bialach points out there really are two different cases over here. There's a case where you have kavano, but it has a big hole to get out. It means you did not bring it in, it can get out. And therefore you want a taino that since over here you can get out, and you did nothing, Maisis Mutter, Chor Gadol. That means you have to realize Sif Aleph and Sif Dalet, both are Chor Gadols, both are Minitzot. One Mishmur was Vesopek because you didn't act running into a room. By Dvarim, you did not do an act of Maisis Mutter. That means you cover the mat over this beehive with big holes to get out. Maisis, that's a case of Mutter. But let's say it's only a case over here of it's a small hole. What? Even on the side of Minitzot, it's not Mechalik. The hole is Minitzot. Mishmur is not coming to argue that point. Even Minitzot is saying it's a local. Come on, the Bialach and said, but let's say the case over here where it's a Chor Katan, then that's when the Mechabah says you need a loch of Ein Mischavin. When it's Ein Mischavin, when it's a Chor Katan, then a person can be Mekel. That means by a Chor Gadol, when it's there ready, you can be Mekel, even Kavano. When it's a Chor Katan, then you have to have only Mekel, not to be Mechavin. To point out, maybe practically, how to make this halacha, it's because sometimes you have bugs or flies or bees on your screen, and you close your window on the screen, and the thing is caught. So first, is that an active tzedah or not? So the Rosh Hashanah brings down the chur, that's the pashas, like I'm going to see those want to argue. The chur, when you capture bees or flies between the reshet and the glass, they'll get up tzedah. That's the pashas. God won't say more time, let's be something called a Torah over here, that you open it, gets out. The Maisa, you don't pass it like the Torah. Maisa, you pass it like the local tzedah chumo. The Maisa, you capture it. The shell is, lav reshet screens have small holes there. Small holes. So when you open and close the glass, you get involved also, which one you're opening and closing over here. Are you bringing it in or closing it? You move the reshet to the glass, maybe you're putting it inside. You move the glass over the reshet, then maybe it's there ready. So you can't get involved who's there first. Interesting question, how to look upon it. But basically, it has a small hole there. And you're closing it. Is that the kind of kavona, not kavona? I see the Orko Shabbos of this capital, he wants to bring down this Nichol Neged of Kavono. He will say to him, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get rid of it, I don't want it. Nichol Neged of Enemus Kavon. I don't give goes to the other side into the world. I just don't want it inside my house. Afghina is. We have this halacha of a Chor Katan. Again, numerous reshets have small holes somewhere. It takes a while, it takes maybe hours to get out. It's a Chor Katan. A Chor Katan, Enemus Kavon, the Mice's Mortar. If you ask me, I think what most people are not doing it to capture it, they're doing it to get out of the house. I don't want it there. If so, to close it with their glass and that they hope it leaves over here, the chor should be nichol in the head to what the mechabah is saying. Ein mischavin, but the chor kol the ma'aser should be mutter. Again, unless you want to argue the point nichol get the mischavin, unless you want to argue also and say maybe it's nichol together, you're putting it in this place over here. Yesh lo, I don't think so. Fine. Bez Hashem on Sunday. First is yeshiva tomorrow. Whether you're here or not, we learn. Now, if we're not here, I understand we might learn less because we have other obligations we have to deal with, or other nesiyonis we have to deal with, depending on how you look upon it. Fine, so we might learn less. So, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, I'm not sure how many people finish Alfu Dalet. On Sunday, the point is to go through the idea of Ein Mischav and Lech Mashevis. A lot of things we missed out of Alfu Dalet, which come off, everybody should be Chazara. Plus, we'll do Sif Hei, which is very short over here. And Be'ez Hashem will try to be Mamshech with this in over here. Shlomo.